Kant in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Copyright 1996 by Paul Strathern. This unabridged recording of the reading of Kant in 90 Minutes was published by arrangement with Ivan R. D. and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this reading nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 85 pages long. Kant in 90 Minutes. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Immanuel Kant taught and wrote prolifically about physical geography, yet never travelled farther than 40 miles from his home in Königsberg. How appropriate that in his philosophy he should deny that all knowledge was derived from experience. Kant's aim was to restore metaphysics. He insisted that all experience must conform to knowledge. According to Kant, space and time are subjective. Along with various categories, they help us to see the phenomena of the world, though never its true reality. In Kant in 90 Minutes, Paul Strathern offers a concise, expert account of Kant's life and ideas, and explains their influence on man's struggle to understand his existence in the world. Introduction. Just because a thing is impossible, this doesn't mean someone won't try to do it. Kant not only tried, but succeeded in achieving the impossible. After Hume had destroyed philosophy and any possibility of constructing a metaphysical system, Kant created the greatest metaphysical system of them all. His motive was to refute Hume.